Here is another data from the participants, which was completed by Roscoe and colleagues. On the x-axis are the sessions, and on the y-axis, responses per minute. There are four panels, one for each participant. In addition, the first phase of each panel displays the results of the concurrent schedule, whereas the second phase displays the results of the single operant, referred to by the authors as single schedule, reinforcer assessments. In this study, the authors began with a concurrent operant reinforcer assessment, in which button presses resulted in either a low preferred item or a high preferred item. During baseline, which is the baseline under concurrent section, responding was low across both conditions. Then, during the reinforcement phase, which is the SR plus under the concurrent section, button pressing that resulted in the high preferred item increased, whereas button pressing that resulted in the low preferred item remained low. These data would suggest that the high P item was a reinforcer because it led to a higher response rate in comparison to baseline. On the other hand, the low P item was not a reinforcer because response rate remains low and similar to the baseline. However, during the second phase, they evaluated the effects of the low P item alone on button pressing. This was the single schedule reinforcer assessment phase. During baseline, which is BL under the single section, button pressing was low. But during the reinforcement phase, when button presses resulted in the low P item, responding increased, suggesting that the low P item was a reinforcer. These data together showed that when differing reinforcers were available concurrently, concurrent operant RA, the participant allocated most of his time to the response that resulted in the high P, and it appeared that the low P was not a reinforcer. However, when only one response and one potential reinforcer, the low P item, were available, the low P was found to be reinforcing and increased responding for some of the participants.